This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here with you each weekday morning at this time to start our day right. And that is by spending time with God together. Time with God. There's nothing more important in your life than that. It forms the foundation of your spiritual life. It maintains your daily walk with God, your ongoing relationship with Him. I hope that you have learned to take time with God every day, not just at these radio spots, but time alone with God, listening to what He wants to say to you through His Word, the Bible. I want to talk with you all this week on the topic of reason and emotion and faith. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. If you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. I'll bless you. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Truly, the mouth of the Lord has spoken. I just want to focus in on these first words that God says through Isaiah. Come now and let us reason together. And then God goes on to appeal to their reason as He challenges them to follow Him and obey Him. You know, God is not opposed to reason, and neither is God opposed to emotion. There are many people who tend to be at one end of the spectrum or the other. There are Christians who say our Christianity should only be focused on reason, on interpreting the Bible and applying it to life. And if we get caught up in emotion, that's dangerous, and we'll wander away from what the Bible really says and just depend on our emotions. People on the emotional end of the spectrum look at the reason people and say, oh, how dangerous that is, just to turn your faith into an intellectual exercise. God wants us to walk with Him, to know Him, to love Him. The Bible is full of emotion, and both groups are right. The best thing is to be in the middle of both groups. God wants us to use our minds to reason from what He has said to us. And He wants us to feel deeply the joy of walking with Him. Do you remember what Paul said? The kingdom of God does not consist in eating or drinking, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's true. You shouldn't depend on your feelings. You shouldn't let them guide you in what is true and what is right and which way to go in areas of doctrine or belief. The Bible is our guide. We must study it and get our beliefs from the Bible. But also, we should be full of joy, be willing to shout and sing and express our emotions to God. So, faith is right there in the middle of it all. Faith looks at what God has said to us in His Word, reasons from that what I need to do in life, listens to the voice of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us through His Word, and then says, this is the way I'm going. And so often our emotions then follow. But the fact is, as someone has said, it's easy to follow when we want to go where the leader is taking us. But what about when He takes a turn that we are not in favor of? I hope today you have submitted your life, your reason, and your emotions to what God has said to us in His Word, and you're living by faith. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.